Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, happy Christmas, happy New Year, everything. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out later on today on Drive Time at 4 p.m. alongside my partner in crime, Darren Bent. You can probably hear I've got the bug, so I'm taking a lot of breaths between words, excuse me. I haven't just run up a hill. Anyway, we start the podcast off by looking back at yesterday's Premier League action, where TalkSport brought you live commentary of Chelsea against Bournemouth and Man United against Nottingham Forest. Here's how it sounded, in case you're thinking, no, they didn't.
Bring it on. It's TalkSport. It's Christmas football. Sterling up against Kelly. Ball all the way across the box, and it's been slid in. And this time, there is no mistake from Kai Havertz. Chelsea off and running. Mason Mount from the edge of the box. Fizzes one into the bottom left-hand corner. Chelsea double their lead.
The one negative for Chelsea, Reece James being forced off injured early in the second half. But it finishes here at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea 2. Bournemouth nil.
Along the deck into the near post, and a brilliant finish by Marcus Rashford. Where's it for Martial at the edge of the area? It's in! 2-0! Hennessy couldn't keep it out. Back by Casemiro, driving forward, plays it into the box. Fred! 3-0 to Manchester United. That sets the seal on it.
Very, very happy place to be, Old Trafford.
Manchester United 3, Nottingham Forest 0.
Let's hear from the Blues manager now, Graham Potter. He gave us his reaction after his Chelsea side beat Bournemouth by 2-0.
I think the break comes and you can't do anything about it. I think we have to be honest and say we weren't in a fantastic moment before the break for different reasons. And we used the time to reflect and analyse and think about how we can do things better and do some work. Like I said, it hasn't been straightforward with the players coming back at different times, but when they have, we've worked well, I think. And probably got our reward tonight, especially in the first half.
And we can hear from the recently appointed Cherries boss, Gary O'Neill. Also gave us his reaction to the same scoreline. Ironically, Chelsea 2, Bournemouth 0.
Obviously a tough team to predict. Use a lot of different structures. So that the start wasn't what we wanted or how we wanted it to look. But then I thought the boys, to be 2-0 down at Stamford Bridge, was a tough place to be that early, and they showed incredible character and managed to build our way back in, fix a few things at half-time, and then second half, I honestly thought we were very good. I thought we deserved a goal, probably. Would have made it interesting if we got one. Obviously, they were a threat on the counter-attack, of course, got good players. To come out half-time, 2-0 down, spend the majority of that in Chelsea's half, and knock on the door a few times is positive. But the start was obviously tough to recover from for us, you know, and there are reasons. Like I said, they're unpredictable, plus we lost Meps late today to an illness, so we had to rejiggle a few things, which wasn't ideal, but so reasons that we know and things we know we can improve. No excuses, of course, because illnesses and things happen to everybody, but reasons that the start looked how it looked, and make sure that we get ready for the next one, and it looks like the second half.
Now, Man United manager Erik ten Hag spoke to TalkSport after the game, gave us his reaction to his side's performance.
This is the restart. We are happy with the performance, but you never know what you can expect. So the back four did never play together. There was even a player, Luke Shaw, he never played as a centre half in a back four. So you can imagine, I'm happy with this performance. If you score three goals, a clean sheet, yeah, then we have a good night. So we are back in the season. We will take this with us, a lot of positives, and we go to the next game.
And Forest manager Stevie Cooper gave us his thoughts of full-time and spoke about how his side got on.
I think that it was always going to be a tough ask. It was always going to be a tough game. But in the end, in certain moments, we haven't helped ourselves. Obviously, the two goals, particularly in the first half, were goals that we should do much better with in terms of not sticking to roles and responsibilities on the set piece. And then, you know, being up the pitch in a fairly positive situation, and then 3-4 seconds later, with the ball's in behind our back line, and you can't do that against United. We talked about it a lot, about trying to make the pitch as small as possible. So we haven't helped ourselves there. But also, you know, we did get in between the lines a few times in the first half, and we felt we could do that. What we didn't do was make a difference in them positions, and I think you have to at this level.
Moving to TalkSport Breakfast now, former Premier League striker Tony Cascarino had his say on Liverpool's new signing, Cody Gakpo.
He's so versatile that, yeah, you can play him in any position in the forward line, in my opinion. He's quick as well, which adds into that. And you just touched on Firmino. There will be a sad exodus from some Liverpool players who have been terrific for Liverpool Football Club. I think Firmino will be that in the summer. They've got a few running down their contract that are, you know, Oxlade-Chamberlain, but he's not really as forward-thinking. But he played a really good role yesterday for Liverpool.
Former Man United first team coach Rennie Mullenstein was also on the breakfast show and believes Gakpo's move to Merseyside isn't much of a loss for the Red Devils.
I honestly do think that necessarily Manchester United are missing out on really something massively, because I think it would have probably caused even more of a problem. Because like I said, Gakpo is more a natural left winger coming in. And if you put him centrally, then again you come into the Eriksen and Fernandes areas, and he's not an out striker. Yeah, and when you put him on the right-hand side, you're going to get the same problems as what Marcus Rashford had at Man United. So I don't necessarily think they are missing out on something. They need to get the right player that really complements, you know, the attacking threat they have in the wide areas in the centre. A player that can link up the play, that can run in behind, that is picking up the scraps in the box, that can score those goals, you know, that type of player.
Sticking with breakfast, Tony Cascarino also gave us his reaction to Arsenal's impressive 3-1 victory over West Ham and doesn't see where the Gunners are going to falter.
You need evidence to say why they're going to fall away.
But we're not seeing that.
No, exactly. So it's a bit like the Leicester conversation in 2016. I remember having a debate and doing a dinner in News International Building in January. And I said, well, the only reason people are telling me they can't win it is because it's Leicester. That was the only reason. There was no evidence in their performances, because they were superb in the first. They went toe-to-toe with everybody in the first part of the season. Then I think they had 5-1-0 wins in the second part of the season, Leicester. And it was like, well, the only reason was it's because Leicester. So what are we looking? Because this team have not got near winning it before, that they might buckle? May do, but I can't. Honestly, from what I've seen this season, I can't see them not getting there right to the end. They might not win it, because City are an amazing team and could go 8 wins on the bounce. At the moment, there's no evidence this Arsenal team can't go to the very end of the season and become champions.
Now, former Liverpool midfielder Didier Mahan also joined the breakfast show discussing Jude Bellingham and believes the Reds shouldn't allow themselves to be overcharged for the youngster.
I'd be careful with Bellingham right now. He's an exceptional talent. I think he showed it in the World Cup. But if Dortmund ask for 100 odd, 140, 150 million, it's a big risk as well, because I think with Bellingham, he's got to find a position. You know, I think he models himself on Steven Gerrard. I don't think he's got the ability and the pace going forward like Gerrard has. So I think you need to wait and see where he finds his spot in the midfield two or midfield three in the future. So, and to pay 150 million for an 18 or 19 year old, I think is a big risk.
Now, Dean Saunders joined Siobhan Ahern on yesterday's mid-morning show, where they discussed Everton's disappointing 2-1 home defeat to Wolves.
He's building, and he's got build. He's built. He needs another window, or maybe another one. He needs to just like steady the ship. They've wasted 500 million, and when you go through it, Martinez, manager of Belgium, went on and done better. Ancelotti went to Real Madrid, won the Champions League. Ronald Koeman goes to Barcelona. Silva's at Fulham playing total football. So it's not the managers, it's the same group of players who are there. They're not producing the goods. Dwight McNeil, I'm mentioning here, I like Dwight McNeil, he's a good player. This is my vision of Dwight McNeil, and I would have signed him because all he'd done was shift the ball back on his right foot and crossed it on Chris Wood's head or Ashley Barnes. Delivery, early. Love to play with him. That's why you sign him. Yesterday, didn't do it. Why? I'd say to him, it's not Frank Lampard's fault. That's why I signed you. Do your job or you're not going to play.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And finally, we look ahead to tonight's Premier League action, where TalkSport brings you live commentary of Leeds against Man City. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, of course, on today's Drive Time show alongside Darren Bent from 4pm. There will, of course, be another one. The Danny Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.